Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, and especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant with United Country Real Estate. Sutton Properties, our new company name, along with my co-host, Teresa Martin, who was able to be here today. Buying and selling homes, land or farms in western Piedmont, North Carolina, or southern Virginia, just give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our new office is at 102 East Main Street next to BB&T Bank in downtown Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Please make a note of our changes. Our new company website is www.allsuttonproperties.com. That's allsuttonproperties.com. Just a program note, Dr. Barbie's Ask the Doctor show will follow this show and will air at 10 a.m. So stay around, and he always has something great to tell about. Our guest today is Jeremy Stevens. He's an accredited land consulting and managing broker. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hey, Lou. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. We go back a few years, right?
Yeah, we do. We've been in RLI together for a few years, and we've had a few stories to share over those years for sure.
Oh, yeah. You currently, 2018, you were vice president of our national organization, and we lost Jimmy Settle from Tennessee to cancer, who we all love dearly, and I just wanted to dedicate this show to he and his family today, if that's okay.
That's fine, Lou. You know, we all love Jimmy. Jimmy was a great person, and he was great for our organization, and you know, missing dearly, just like everybody else does. And you know, he was a great man and a great land man. But what better than being a great land man? He was a great person, a great family, had a great family. So yeah, I fully appreciate you doing that today.
Absolutely. So you actually served more than 2019. You had to pick up the remainder of his time there too. So thank you for the extra service, because you know, we're all volunteers. That's what people don't understand about the real estate industry. With a very few exceptions, even at the national level, of course we have staff at all levels, but everything's volunteer, pretty much. I know when you're an officer in these organizations like you are, you know, you do get reimbursed for traveling expenses like that, but you don't get reimbursed for your time. So to all of us out there, we want to thank you for your dedication and appreciate your involvement.
Yeah, thank you, Lou. You know, we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it. I mean, it's a great organization. It does great things for our members, and then our members are able to pass it on to their clients. So, again, we wouldn't do it if we didn't love it. I told the incoming president, Kyle Hansen. He comes in after me. Kyle's out of Iowa. And I told him, I said, you know, I've got two more board meetings, and I've got X amount of days, 30 amount of minutes, and so many seconds, and it's yours.
You're not putting the X's on the calendar, are you?
No, when I talk to our CEO, I joke with her quite often. It's like, you know, you're only going to get to talk to me X amount more times, and then my time is up.
That's right.
When you deal with somebody, with staff, you know, I've got had a great relationship with staff, but when you're in this position, especially taking over Jimmy's term and taking my term, it's a little bit more involved than that, because you get more than just the one-year deal. I mean, our positions are actually four-year deals. You come in as a vice president, president-elect, president, past president. So in all honesty, I actually have one more year on the executive team, but I won't be nearly as high involved as I have been for the last 18 months. But, I wouldn't trade it. It's been a good experience for me. It's been a good experience overall, and I'm proud of what we've been able to do with the organization at the time I've been there.
Well, it's got to help you in your professional knowledge, and networking is key. You know, that's one of the things that I sell about RLI. It's not so much our education, which is second to none, but it's the networking, the quality of people, and especially in our real estate industry. There's something different about people that love land and farms and ranches as the people that sell homes, even commercial real estate brokers or property management. We've got such an incredible family, and I like to capitalize the word family when I talk about RLI, because it's we're true brothers and sisters, landman and landladies. And you know, I learned that early on when I joined back in '98 to be a part of this organization and try to give back as much as I can as well.
it is the network and the education. Those are the key points. In fact, you know, I got a call today from a past client of mine that I did some work for her, and she just recently sold her home, and she's looking for a broker in Arizona. So I've got to get out my RLI.
There you go.
Or get on site, and I got to find somebody to refer her to, or to help her buy some land and a home out in southeast Arizona. So, you know, that's how this works.
That's the first place I go to is our national website, www.rliland.com, www.rliland.com. And there's about, what do we have, a little over 1,300 members now and about 550 ALCs?
That's correct. A little over 1,300, been growing pretty much every, well, we have grown every year over the last 3 or 4 years. We've grown every year, and it's been organic growth that we're bringing people in, and we're bringing good people in, good people that want to be part of the organization that give back. And, you know, you can have a bunch of members if you bring them in and they basically have some letters behind their name or that. But the people we're bringing in, we just, the last board meeting, we just brought in 7 new ALCs that just completed all their work. And you know, when you talk to those individuals, which we always do after they get approved, always make a phone call, reach out to all of them and just tell them, you know, thank you for putting in the work. We're glad to have you. Glad you got your accreditation. And they're all very grateful. I mean, every one of them, they understand the amount of time and expense that they put into to be one of the best in the business. So, you know, that's what we strive for. We wish we, you know, more members were ALCs, and hopefully we're kind of headed that direction. But, you know, you're truly dealing with the best people in the business. And somebody you trust. That's what I always tell people about all our members. I trust. I could call anybody, anywhere in this country, and I know if they're part of this organization, I know I can trust them, and I know I can turn somebody over to them, and they'll take care of them like I was doing the deal. And they're friends. They're friends and family. I mean, I have many members in this that are, just like you said, it's family. And when they hurt, I hurt. So it's a great organization.
Yep, I agree with those sentiments. It's very true. One thing that I'm excited about is the we're getting a lot of younger agents in too, and that's the lifeblood of an organization, and you know, that's very refreshing. And any of those out there that's listening in the radio audience, if you are a real estate agent or a realtor specifically, you know, come join us. And by the way, we've got an excellent group of cadre of classes. I teach the base class 101. I've been doing that all over the country since it came out in 2003. Jeremy, I've got one coming up at the end of September for the Oklahoma chapter. And then I'm doing one in October for the Asheville Board of Realtors up there. But we're co-sponsoring with our Carolinas chapter. So pretty excited about that. So you don't have to be an agent. I've had attorneys. I've had timber people. I've had appraisers. I've had investors. I've had land and farm and ranch owners in my classes around the country. So, you know, it's a great opportunity to learn about land and more in depth. And our classes, like I say, are second to none.
Yeah, I think that's one thing that's coming around now. The chapters are starting to work together a little bit by providing classes together. I know yesterday, I believe, either yesterday and today, the Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois chapter hosted the new recreational
right.
land class. And at the end of September 23rd and 24th, the Arkansas, Mississippi, and Tennessee states are sponsoring the rec class in Memphis.
Right.
And I think Texas is doing it as well. But we're seeing some of the chapters work together, trying to get a bigger crowd and, you know, trying to do a centrally located area. So just reaching out to the presidents of each one of the chapters and bringing it together. And it's so far so good. It's been working well. We've really got to promote the one we're having in Memphis. We think it'll be great. You know, there's been nothing but great reviews over the class so far. First time it was taught was this year at Land U. I think it's been taught maybe a couple times since, but seems like there's a lot of interest in it. And, you know, going to the educators, we, you know, not only do we have people attending classes and people in RLI, but we need educators as well, and we appreciate everything you do with that, Lou, because I know you teach several classes and very qualified to do so. But just like anything, you're always needing people. It's a big country, and sometimes it's hard to get from one side to the other. We need different folks in different areas to be able to work with our membership. So that's something we're always striving for.
Yeah, I think we're doing a campaign right now. I just wrote a little 4-sentence dissertation ode, I guess, about being a RLI instructor. We're reaching out right now for those that'd like to be instructors. So hopefully If you're out there and you want to teach one of our classes and qualified, you know, join us, please. And don't forget, you can see all of our classes are posted on our national website, www.rliland.com. They're also posted on my radio show master website, which is www.letstalkland.com, or the classes I'm teaching, but it also has a direct link to the RLI website education section. So there's two sources that you can use if you're interested in land education. Jeremy,
let me educate people.
Yes, sir.
Need to help as much as we can. I don't have time to right now. I told them, give me a couple of years, let me get some of this off my plate, and I'd think about it.
Well, you'd be fabulous with all of your experience and knowledge and your personality. You'd be a great person to join us. Let me talk just a little bit about your education, just so people get a sense of who you are. Okay.
You
went to Arkansas State University, you got a Bachelor of Science in Agricultural Business, graduated in 98, and then you joined my favorite lender in the country, Farm Credit's the generic name, and of course, you know, they were started in 1916 by the federal government, and to help rural areas, you know, we started, had petroleum, and now you got equipment, and you got fertilizer. Farmers usually get a pile of money one time a year, sometimes two times a year. And they set up annual payments and quarterly payments and insurance, crop insurance, life insurance. It's quite an organization. And of course, after the war in 1946, Farm Credit was privatized. And it's a co-op, most unusual for banking, where you actually own stock in the bank and share in the dividends. And their programs are second to none. For those out there that are not aware of land financing, anything over 5 acres, pretty much in the banking industry, is considered a non-conforming loan. And the big banks, the normal banks, commercial banks, they don't like to tie their money up in land. There's more risk. You know, if you own a home and you own land, you can't make but one mortgage, Jeremy. You know, you're probably going to make the one where your tail sleeps. So, you know. And it's usually about 2 basis points higher. But you serve with Ag Heritage. I think there's 3 farm credits in Arkansas. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you were there from 1998 to 99, then assistant vice president 99 to 2000, and vice president branch manager 2000 to 2003. So that was quite an experience for you, I'd say.
Yeah, I was probably one of the youngest farm credit branch managers in the entire country. You know, things happen and people leave and you move up quickly. Sometimes that was good. I thought I knew everything then, which you know how that is when you're young. You think you know everything, but you really figure out later you didn't really know much of anything. But it was a great experience. Like I said, I still use the things I learned with Farm Credit every day, what I do now. So, and I have a great relationship with all of those guys and still send them lots of business. So it was a great, great deal. Great organization, like you say, co-op. Just can't say enough great things about it.
Yeah, and just a plug for them, you know, I've had personal loans, but I've done millions, you know, directed millions of dollars through them. I'm sure you have. But everything that I've done through RLI and even with my private class, Farm Credit, or even our chapter meetings, I cannot name since prior to 2003, that they have not been a sponsor for everything I've been involved in. And I just want to give a shout out to them. We really appreciate the support. And they're also, Farm Credit's one of our national RLI sponsors, right?
That is correct. They do a large sponsorship for us for our National Land Conference every year and provide us some other things on our website. So, we really appreciate them. You know, like you said, it's kind of a diverse group. They're in associations throughout the country, but usually wherever we have our conference, that group steps up and participates. And it's always a great deal working with them. You know, we talk about working with other RLI members, the working professionals. Same deal. When you work with somebody at Farm Credit, you know you're dealing with somebody that knows what they're doing. They understand the land lending side. And when you're talking to a lender, that is one of the most important things, to understand the ins and outs of land. Otherwise, you know, sometimes if they don't understand it, it can make a transaction, a real nightmare. So,
yeah, and get qualified before you come see us too, right, Jeremy?
Exactly.
Our guest today is Jeremy Stevens. He's an accredited land consultant like myself. This is Let's Talk Land. Our guest today is Jeremy Stevens. we're talking about your background. We talked about farm credit, where you cut your teeth, and now we're up to about 2003, and you were joined or were part of co-owner of Delta Land Management Company. Tell me about that.
You know, I worked in the farm credit system, and just a unique story. I had a client of mine, a very good client of mine, says, "Hey, we're thinking about getting into the real estate business. Would you be interested?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, I'd be interested." I said, "You know, I had a wife and a small child, so you know, you're taking a step out." And I said, "Let me write a business plan, and if, you know, we can all agree on it, sure, I'll do it." So I, you know, took a little bit of time, wrote a business plan, and presented it to them, and said, "We're good with it. Let's do it." So I left Farm Credit, and we started a real estate company in 2003, and ended up working, doing that for a while, and we bought a franchise. We bought a Moss Hill Properties franchise.
What a great franchise, yeah.
And like I said, moved on and got a broker's license, and actually was with the partners for a while. Then I went out on my own in 2007, stayed with the franchise, but went out on my own.
What did you think about Mossy Oaks? You know, we're a United Country real estate franchise. The oldest franchise started in 1925. It was the very first one. But I just love Mossy Oaks, and I've had quite a few students. We have several Mossy Oak members in our chapter. I've had quite a few students over the years. What a great organization they are.
Yeah, you know, I have nothing bad to say about anybody at Mossy Oak. They're a great group of guys, great people. Just franchise different places. You know, the only reason that I got out of the Mossy Oak franchise was it just the model that they had just didn't really fit of what I wanted to do.
Sure.
Forward, and there was some limitations on some things, and that was really the main reason that I got away from the franchise. It's just like I said, they're great people. They do a good job at what they do, but still, you know, end up. Great people, just like you say. Just
yeah.
United Country, great people as well. Most people in our industry are good people, great people. So they're definitely, you know, they're in all those organizations.
So now you're with the National Land Realty, and I want to talk about them a little bit later in our show because I'm quite impressed with that group of guys. I know most of them. Actually, they've solicited me for years wanting me to join them. And I, quite frankly, seriously considered it, but My children, as you know, was part of my company, and they chose United Country, which we're very pleased with. But I want to talk about that later in the show. We mentioned, you know, of course, you're 2.5-time president or 2 2/3 president, I guess, a national president. And then, of course, you joined the Realtors Land Institute in 2012 and moved up very quickly, board of directors, and of course, you were president of the Arkansas chapter. Now, we have, what, like 16 chapters nationwide? Is that right now?
I think we're up to 18.
18, okay, that's right. I started to say 18, but 16 came out of my mouth. But you were the president of the Arkansas chapter, and what a great group that is, by the way. And then you were on the Risk Reduction Committee. What was the Risk Reduction Committee? That's the first I've heard.
Well, basically, Arkansas Realtors Association basically is what they call it. We have a committee called Risk Reduction. Basically, we review all of the contracts and different things. See, in Arkansas, through the Realtors Association provides our contracts, you know, listing agreements, addendum, sales contracts, all of that. Those are provided through our Realtors Association, just like many other states.
Right.
Their attorney approved. We have an attorney through the Arkansas Realtors Association. So anyway, the Risk Reduction Committee basically looks at those contracts each year. We take suggestions, people wanting to make changes in them, and we go through them and try to look at things that if it makes sense that we do that, or if it doesn't make sense, you know, what kind of risk does that put to us as brokers and agents? What type of risk does that put to clients if we make these changes? So it's really a pretty intense committee. You have to do a lot of work on it. You come in and you see the first ones, and you weed out the ones that, you know, the ones that people make suggestions that just, you know, aren't feasible or aren't, you know, just aren't going to work whatsoever. You throw those out. But then you start getting down to the nuts and bolts and say, hey, you know, maybe that's not a bad idea. Just look at that. And kind of how I got on the Risk Reduction Committee is the next thing here you got down is the Arkansas Land Contract Task Force. We didn't really have a land contract for the state of Arkansas. We had what we called a lots and acreage contract, which basically is exactly what it said, lots and acreage, which was set up more for subdivision lots than land contracts. So I told them, I said, you know, we need contract, a listing agreement, sales contract, addendums, disclosures. You know, if we're going to sell land in the state of Arkansas and not have to each one of us go out and get an attorney-prepared contract, we need to have something from the association to offer. So they said, that's a good idea. We're going to make a task force, and you're going to be the chair. So I did that, and we worked on that for almost 2 years, getting all that finalized. But now we have an Arkansas land contract that we've been using probably for about 4 or 5 years now.
Right.
And it's been very successful. I've had a lot of realtors that said, you know, in the land business, oh, we don't ever use those realtors association forms. They're too vague. You know, it'll never work in the land business. And the biggest compliment I've got from a lot of them is like, you know what? You did your homework. You knew what we needed. And you put it to paper, and you got the lawyers to approve it. So that's
quite a compliment.
That's what we've been working with. And most everybody now, you know, especially realtors in the land business in Arkansas, that's what we use. It's kind of the standard contract now.
Right. Back in 2006, I had a group of partners and actually was building a website akin to Lands of America Land Watch. I got it in beta testing down in New Orleans at the National and passing out stinking buttons, 1,500 buttons. Never did give them all out. And got back, and they wanted way more money than our contract, and they were paid in full. And they just really upset me, so I told them to go away and send all my investors a K-9 loss. But at that time, I was looking around, and Gloria Bowman was our executive. And Gloria was great support for me. But I realized there were only 5 states that had a land disclosure form at that time. And so I got involved. And we have 2 committees. We call ours the Residential Forms Committee and the Commercial Forms Committee. So I got on the Commercial Forms Committee and brought those 5 forms, and one that I had, one that Cindy Chandler had, and a few others around. Tony Rickard had one, the great Lodi Tony Rickard we miss as well. And we created one that had 73 issues and observations, but in North Carolina, to have a legal form, it has to go to legislation. So I moved it out of the Forms Committee by vote and moved it to the RCA Board of Governors, which I was on. I never had been able to get it out of that, but we call it a land information worksheet. I've got 4 legislators that's willing to endorse it, but I've got 2 commissioners that feel like we've got enough disclosure in our industry, so it's kind of stuck in muddy water. But it's quite an interesting process. In fact, we've got a meeting coming up October 16th, the Commercial Forms Committee. So I understand what you've done, and it's and again, this is all volunteer. You know, it's very important stuff.
Funny how each state works differently. I'm licensed in 5 states: Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. And it's amazing how the differences in even the states, because those are Arkansas and the surrounding states, and most of them are reciprocal. So you would think the bases are pretty the same. And real estate basics are pretty much the same. But you know, there's rules in Tennessee and Oklahoma that are, you know, a whole lot different than they are in Arkansas. And I'm sure the case is the same with you in North Carolina and
right.
Other states along the coast. It's just when I do business in other states, I probably do 75% of my business in Arkansas. But you go to one of those other states, and you have to take a step back and say, wait a minute, I've got to remember what I'm supposed to do over there. That's different than what I'm supposed to
exactly.
do. Exactly. And licensing and CE, you know.
Yep.
I wish every state could come up with one blanket deal that where everybody could come up and say, yeah, this is what you got to have. But, you know, it's all different. Every state is. And, you know, when you work in different states, that's a challenge in itself, is just keeping certified and legal and everything.
That's right. I'm in 2 states, Virginia and North Carolina, and they're night and day different. It's crazy.
Yeah. I just finished. I've had my broker's license in Tennessee. And in Tennessee, they require you, if you're a broker, no matter if you've been in a broker in another state for many, many years, if this doesn't qualify, if you're in Tennessee or you're out of state of Tennessee, after you get your broker's license, you have 3 years to complete an additional 120 hours.
You got
to
be kidding.
I just finished it the other day. I had to have it finished by September the 9th.
Wow.
Finished it just the other day. 120 hours.
Could you do that online?
Actually, I did it. There's a group there in Tennessee, and I'll give a shout-out to them. They're called D&D Real Estate.
They're
great to work with. So if you listen to it, anybody in Tennessee trying to get your Tennessee license, contact them. They're great.
Who was it again? Who was it again? Name them again.
D&D Real Estate School.
Where are they out of?
Johnson City, Tennessee.
Okay, sure. Beautiful city.
And you work through them. seek, you know, certifying that you did it. So great group of people. They're easy to work with. I usually do out of state stuff through online, but in Tennessee, I use those guys. They're great. They help me because I'm trying to come up with 120 hours. I don't care where you are or what you're doing. That's a lot.
That's a lot of hours. Especially when you have a family and a business to run to, and president of a national organization.
Exactly.
And a Kiwanis member. Good for you.
Yeah. I've been the president of that. Did that for a year. So try to give back to the community. Been on planning commissions and for cities or for towns. It's it's volunteer work is what it is. But you put into it, you get out of it what you put into it, and I found that's one of the best ways to get results. You know, I can sit here and tell people that we need to get this done and we need to get that done, but if you're not out there leading the charge trying to get it done, then, you know, it may not get done. So,
yeah, and 10% of the people in an organization do 90% of the work. So that's just
exactly right.
Right. But you got some nice awards too when you were at Mossy Oaks. You were awarded the National Land Realty Top Producer Award in 16 through 18, or 18. Mossy Oaks Property National Agent of the Year, 07, 12, and 13. And then you were the Mossy Oak Properties National Office Year in 2011. Congratulations. Those are some nice honors.
Thank you.
So let's talk about RLI for a little bit. Is that okay?
That sounds great.
As you know, I dedicate this show no matter who our guests are from around the world, but I always like to put a plug in for our organization. Why should somebody want to be part of Realtors Land Institute, in your opinion?
You know, my opinion, why you want to be a member of this is there's no other place, if you're a land professional, where you're going to be able to obtain the education that you need to successfully perform land transactions. That's the first thing. Education is second to none. There's nobody else out there that's providing the amount of education that we have. Number two is the networking. We touched on it earlier. There's people, you know, from coast to coast, border to border in this organization that I can call at any time if I need some help, if I need to refer somebody, or if I just have a question about something that I figure they've probably experienced sometime in their career. I know I can pick up the phone and I can give them a call, and if they don't answer, I'll probably get a call back within an hour or so and say, hey, what you need? So you have the networking, you have the education, you just have so much going on with this organization. Like I said, if you're in the land business, I don't know where else you would get it. That's why I got into it. A little short story before we have to take a break, I'm sure, was, you know, years ago, I was probably 2005, and Ted Bob, he's been a mentor to me. He's an old RLI member out of Jonesboro, Arkansas, and he says, I want you to come to a meeting with me over in Memphis. I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. I've been in the real estate business 2 years. What you got going, Ted? So I go over there, and I find out it's an RLI meeting. I'm sure Bob Turner was there. We all know Bob Turner.
Oh, yeah.
As president, commercial liaison for this year for NAR. Anyway, went over there, saw it. Man, this is great. This is everything. This is great. You know, should have joined right then, but, didn't. And, everything happened 8, 9 through the recession and come out of that, and things were getting better and kind of reintroduced to it again. So I thought, I'm going to do it this time. So I jumped in feet first, got my ALC fairly quickly. That was when you still had to travel to get your courses. You couldn't just go to one place, LandU. We can get all your courses at one place. Then travel around different chapters to get it. So had the volume, put it all together, got my ALC pin in Vegas from Chuck Wingert. And, I've got some lifelong friends in this organization. They're business friends. They're business partners. But like you said earlier, their family, I could call if I needed any of them at any time, and I know they'd be there for me. And you just don't find that anywhere in any industry. You just don't find that in organizations that people generally care about each other. And, that organization provides that along with the education and the networking. And, a lot of other things come along with it. We have a national land conference, and we have a lot more on the chapter side of it down on more of a local level. But, that's why I became involved. I stayed involved, and that's why I chose to run for president and be over this great organization. And like I said, it's been an enlightening experience. I wouldn't trade it. Look forward to spending many, many more years in the organization after I served as president, and still be involved. I'm not going to walk away. I may take a year or so just to kind of back up a little bit, but that's what I get out of it, and that's what I hope everybody else gets out.
That's perfect. Our guest today is Jeremy Stevens. He's an accredited land consultant. This is Let's Talk Land. Jeremy, you know, we're talking about why someone would want to be a member of RLI, but why would the public, why do they need to know about the Realtors Land Institute?
You know, the public needs to, you know, they just need to be educated like everybody else. When they go to buy a house, 90%, I don't even remember what the NAR number is. I should, since I'm involved, what the number is of people that go hire a realtor to represent them in buying a house. You should do the same thing when you're buying land. I mean, most of the time a land purchase is probably going to be at least equal to or larger than what your home is. So you really need somebody to help guide you through that just as much as you would purchasing a home. There's things that you come across that most people aren't going to be aware of. I mean, you have easement issues, you have zoning issues, you have all kinds of issues just like you do with everything else. And the reason that you would look to somebody as a member of RLI is because they've had that education. They understand what easements are. They understand what mineral rights are. And, you know, as a land professional, we have a general knowledge of most things. And some of it we were able to convey to our clients. But most of us also know when to say, you know, here's the basics of this. If you want to get some, you know, down to it advice of what you need to do, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you all the situations. But if you want true advice, you need to go speak with your attorney about it. But on the flip side of that, also being in this an organization and business, I know the right attorney to refer them to go talk to. So if you've got a mineral rights issue on a piece of property, then I'm going to tell you the basics of it, of what could and couldn't happen. But if we want to get specific, this is the person you need to go talk to. Same thing with any type of land type issue that you might come across. And RLI people have that knowledge because they've done the education. The other side of it is, you know, if somebody comes to me and says, hey, you know, we've lived in Arkansas all our life, our kids move to North Carolina, we'd like to find somebody out there who can help us out. Well, I'll say, hey, I know my good buddy Blue Jewel out in North Carolina. He's in the area. He can probably help you find exactly what you're looking for. So not only is the education helped me, I can tell them, I'll give them advice on what we're doing and buying and selling property. And if we can't provide it, you know, through our knowledge to give them advice of who they need to talk to, we also have the ability to give them advice on different other places to go, to other individuals and professionals to use. Like I said, we move around. I mean, people in this country, they make different choices and do different things. You know, I may have somebody in Arkansas that wants to do something else in Arkansas and wants to buy a piece of property that I don't have knowledge about. Well, I'm going to look up my RLI site, or probably would know I'm being in Arkansas, and say, hey, this person here, they're a specialist in that. That's what they do. You need to talk to them. I mean, they're going to be better for you than I am and help you to accomplish what you're trying to do here. So that's, you know, from the public standpoint, that's where I think RLI can really come in to benefit them.
You're exactly right on that. And people don't realize that, you know, we got people like Bob Hatcher, who's blessed my show twice. What a champion he is. Our national president back in 2011 hit the big 8-0 here and just internationally. Actually, he put me in touch with the past president of FIATSE, and we just did a whole show on FIATSE, which is our international association of realtors type. It's headquartered out of Paris, France, but it's the networking not only in the States. We have networking around the world. We're not limited to Arkansas or North Carolina. We go all over the world. Through
exactly.
Our contacts.
Client I had, actually, this is, you know, small world. The lady that called me earlier, I mentioned earlier in the show, who's now sold her home and looking for a place in Arizona, she had property in Arkansas, and she had property in Baja Mexico. And she wanted to sell the land in Baja Mexico. She knew she had some title issues. Imagine that, title issues in Mexico. So she says, hey, can you help me? You know, I'm thinking, who do I talk to? I call Miner Taylor. You know, Miner Taylor, he's out of Texas, but Miner's done business all over the world. So I say, Miner, I need some help in Mexico. I said, I need a title guy that can do work down there. He says, sure, you need to call this guy right here. They do title work, Mexico, South America, Central America. He can help her out. So I put the two of them in touch together, and they figured out what she could sell, what she had to sell. She got it sold. I mean, that's
what it's all about, right? We're professional problem solvers. You know, when I start my classes, I always, of course, do the Pledge of Allegiance. I've never done a class without Pledge of Allegiance or a board meeting or a chapter meeting, and introduce myself. And then I look around the room and I say, you know what? As I look around the room, you know, we're not real estate agents. We're not realtors. and I get real quiet. And one of them will always, Jeremy, they'll say, well, Lou, what are we? I say, well, we're professional problem solvers. And if you can't solve problems, you don't need to be in this profession. You know, and quite frankly, during the next break, there's the exit back there. Go do something else, you know. But I have a little fun
problem
with it.
Solvers, psychiatrists, psychologists.
Oh, God.
You name it.
Rabbis, I mean, it's medical doctors.
It's bartenders.
Bartenders, yeah. I'm good at that.
yeah, you name it, yeah. People laugh about that when realtors talk about it. I say, yeah, you really don't realize that we can go from high to low and high and back to high real quick with clients.
It's crazy.
It's an emotional roller coaster for a lot of them. So we have to keep them even keel. But, you know, going back, that's why I recommend all out to the general public. You know, the public, they're being more and more educated. Just that's because exposure. You know, our group
sure.
has been active and doing a lot of things. The chapters are being more active. But, you know, you look at the public looking for professionals. And you know, the Internet's helped because people look now. They Google, okay, who do I need to go do this for? I need some help. And now, you know, we're showing up there and, you know, we get positive response from clients and say, yeah, I sure am glad that I used somebody, an ALC, an RLI member, because they were professional from start to finish. And just like I said, if they didn't know what to do or knew how to do it, they found out who did and helped me with my problem.
Well, I mentioned I joined RLI in 2008. Actually, we called ourselves the Group of Eight, which was the old NC Chapter 33 when I got involved. And most of us were around the Winston-Salem area, and they would have a lunch maybe once a quarter or twice a year. And then every other year they'd do a land class. And old George Munford, my buddy George, been involved longer. Actually, he was involved before it was called Realtors Land Institute. But I'd bought a 252-acre tract of land I was dividing up, and he was one of the brokers on one of my tracts. And he said, wow, you really love this land stuff, don't you? I said, I do. It's in my blood. He said, you need to get involved with the Realtors Land Institute. So he invited me to lunch. And next thing I know, Ned Massey was down in Winston doing the old subdivision class. And gave us all the ruler, the three-sided ruler, and we sat there and designed subdivisions and went through all the rules and regs and all the ifs and outs. And I tell you, it gave me so much confidence that since then I've done over 60 rural subdivisions. But it was because of that class, that one class, I had the confidence, you know, and the contacts. If I had questions of people in that room that had experience, including Ned and all of our instructors, I've mentored people for years. I love helping people. I don't charge for it, whether they're a real estate agent or just the public. I mean, I love helping people, especially when it comes to land. But that's what got me started. And you know, back then we used to have our RLI meetings at the national in mid-year. The National Association of Realtors has what we call a mid-year in May, where, I don't know, 20, 30,000 realtors attack Washington, D.C., and, you know, hit their congressmen and senators and lobby them on our legislative issues. And Bill Russell, you know, is our head legislator, and I've had him on the show a couple times, but I think we're like number one or number two in the nation and legislative, right? Advocates.
That is correct. So NAR is one of the
strong
group in the nation, and usually when the group of realtors get involved, and usually we have the means of getting things done. And, you know, that's one thing is from an RLI standpoint on the land side of it. We've made leaps and bounds in the last few years of getting better exposure through NAR to see some of our issues. You know, one of the ones I can think of most recently was the 1031, where they were talking about cutting 1031 exchanges
right.
out of the new tax reform. And, you know, we were staunchly opposed to that.
Totally.
But many others. And, you know, we did a lot of work with that, and along with a lot of other groups, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we were the only ones involved, but we had a lot of involvement in it. And,
well,
this is not a good thing. Don't do
no.
it. Why?
You know, well, we got the farm bill. We got the water rights bills. We got the drones now. You know, there's a lot of things that affect the land business. And, you know, we're there strong advocating for, you know, true and fair rights to all. And, you know, we've been doing that for over 100 years. But back to...
That's another thing that you mentioned. What's it good for a member? That's another benefit right there, because we're out out there working for these things that you as an individual wouldn't have the ability to do. You can't go up there, you know, you call your congressman or senator or whatever, you know, they're going to listen to you and they're going to send you an email and say, okay, we appreciate you for reading this to us. But, you know, strength comes in numbers. That's why you have to, you belong to an organization. You get things done.
Well, we don't even have to call them or write them letters anymore. We got RPAC. And when issues come up, it comes right there on your iPad or your computer, and it lays it all out, and you hit one button, and next thing you know, you just send a letter, or I guess electronic letter, to the senator or congressman in your district, and all of them, even at the state level. We're organized at the state level too, so that's and it's amazing the amount of people that get involved. We just had one here in North Carolina. Believe it or not, we have 111,000 licensed real estate agents in the state of North Carolina, with about 68,000 that we think are active, and about 49,000 that are registered realtors. But we had an issue here in the state, and, man, that thing went out, and I just got the report. There was over 10,000 responses from us to our governor. So that's pretty strong. But back to our conferences, you know, like I said, we used to have a conference within a conference, and then we moved the national gathering in the late fall, New Orleans, San Francisco, different places around the country, and Chicago. But what was it, 19 years ago, we started our online conference. The first ones were in Texas, weren't they? There. It was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful setting, beautiful place, second highest attendance we'd ever had. Highest attendance was the previous year that we had it in Nashville. I mean, everybody wants to go to Nashville,
right? Of course.
And on top of that, we have a very strong membership contingency in the Southeast, so it was very easy travel-wise. For the 2020, we will actually be in San Antonio, Texas, so another great city, great location, so we're anticipating. We have a huge Texas membership, so we're anticipating a huge, attendance for the San Antonio conference, and then they're working on the one for 2021 yet. That decision hadn't been made, but that kind of gives you an idea. We're not quite like NAR; we don't have decided 5 years out in advance, but we're trying to make sure that we have good locations and places where people can get in and out and have stuff to do. I mean, not just just a place for a conference. I mean, our conferences are based on education and networking, but, you know, we want all our members to have a great time.
Well, a lot of them bring their spouses, and we're always organized to, you know, entertain them, too, while we're having our conference, and that's always nice, too. They get to do a lot of really neat things.
It is. And then, you know, one thing we did, we had one several years ago. We had an ALC retreat in Louisville, Kentucky, and it kind of went away for a few years. We had some change in staff, and decided to bring it back this year, and we had one in Charleston, South Carolina.
I was there with you.
A retreat for the ALCs, just a couple day deal. Had a little bit of education and had some camaraderie, doing some different things with each other. And I thought it was a great little place to get away. And we looked to grow that too over the next.
Yeah, we went to the only tea farm in the United States, which was fascinating.
Yes, we did. It was very fascinating.
It was.
And the angel tree. Yeah. The largest, oldest oak tree in the United States. That was quite neat as well.
I want to shout out to our sponsors, if I may. We're very fortunate, sponsors that we have at the Realtors Land Institute. And by the way, Jeremy, I've interviewed probably 90% of them. I've done a show on each one of them, Steve Weber for MapRite and so on, and our magazines, our newsletters. So thank you guys out there that sponsor the Realtors Land Institute. And anyone that wants to get involved with us and rub shoulders with some of the top land producers and farm producers in the country. You know, just go to our website, www.rliland. We'd love to welcome you on board. And we've got a list of all of the, our sponsors on the national website. So kudos to them, and thank you for your support.
Thank you. I mean, it's supporting loose forest land industry, and I'm all for that. So, and many of your sponsors are also we're involved with too in different areas of the country, and they're all great people, and they do provide a great service for what we do.
And last on this subject, let's talk about our chapters. Now, you mentioned there's like 18 scattered around, and
ask me where all 18 of them are.
Oh, come on, you're the president.
Yeah,
Jeremy, don't embarrass yourself. No, I couldn't name them either, but some of them are like we're two states, North Carolina, Virginia is called the Carolina or like Carolina's chapter, and of course Florida has one and Virginia has one, and you know so on and so on around the country. But this is to provide education and guest speakers and networking at the local level, remember I said when I started there were eight of us, and old Tony Rickard came along, thank God. And built us up to over 300 members just in North Carolina. South Carolina had split at the time and started their own chapter. They're back with us now. But, you know, the recession hit and things changed. But we're building back. I've been on the board, believe it or not, every year but one since 1998 and served as president twice. So, you know, I guess I'm the glue that holds it together. But I love our organization. I'll do anything to support it.
You know, the chapters are really ground level. And, you know, we have some chapters that are very large, very, very involved. You know, our Colorado, our Texas, our Florida, our Illinois, Iowa chapters are very, very large. They're probably our largest chapters out of all of them. And, then we have some that haven't been around very long. You know, the Arkansas chapter, I think, was back in 12 or 13. So we haven't been back that long. And then some of the others are just started. You know, you've got Louisiana just started and a couple of other states out there. But, you know, it's really, you get people at the ground level and they get to network with people in their own state or their own region. And that really puts two and two together when you're trying to work land deals. What, really, one of the things that really shocked me, how the Arkansas chapter got started, George Cliff was president. And we all love George.
Good old George.
Texas. And George, he calls me up. He says, when do you get a chapter in Arkansas? I said, George, I agree with you. He says, I'm coming out there. We're going to figure this out. So George goes up, and Bob Turner comes with him. Bob's from Memphis. Bob's licensed in Arkansas. So they come over to Arkansas, and I'd set up a meeting with our Arkansas Realtors Association. So we sat down in a room with them, said, this is who we are. This is what we want to do, but we need your help. And the Arkansas Realtors Association says, whatever you need, we'll be willing to help you. So that's how we did. Our
good for them.
Our actually works for the Realtors Association. So we started a chapter. We got it up and going, got it running. But my point of all that is where I'm coming to now is as we put this together, I kind of wanted to see how the chapters worked. You know, I've never really been to a chapter meeting. I went to Memphis a couple of times and saw that. But also, I went to Colorado for their February meeting. They have two meetings a year. February's their big one. So I flew out, met up with George. We went to Denver for their meeting. And had a big attendance. I mean, over 100 people there. And, they had marketing sessions, had education, do all this. And I'm sitting there, and I'm meeting a lot of these people. And a lot of them I knew from National Conference. But anyway, going through all of it, talked with different ones. And George Hardy was there. But George Hardy made a comment to me that I'll never forget. He says, you know, we work in this building. We work in all these people in here. He says, you know, probably 60 or 70% of all the deals we do, with each other in this room.
Yeah, that's true.
Take a step back. Think about
it. I know. It's strong.
And 60 to 70% of every deal they do is done with somebody else in that room.
I don't know a land conference I've been to when we do the marketing sex. We don't realize about $1 billion worth of transactions in a couple hours. It's crazy. I mean, it blows your mind.
It does. But I sat there and I watched that, and I watched how the Colorado chapter worked with the marketing session. I was like, man, I'd like to get that going. You know, we're working on it. We're not there. Here, but we're working on it, and I'm a member actually of some of the other chapters, some of the local states that I'm also licensed in, so I participate in some of the meetings as well, specifically Tennessee, because it's close, and I do a lot of work in West Tennessee. But, you know, we're working, building those chapters up, but that's what it's all about, is the networking, and like I said, it's business. I mean, you know, you hate to say this, and there are agents and brokers out there that see each other more from a chapter side than they are national side. National, they're going to see each other once a year probably.
Right.
The chapter side, they're going to see each other probably 3 or 4 times a year, and they're going to communicate because they're going to be working deals with each other. But, you know, it's going to be on a lot more, a lot of time they're going to be doing that together where otherwise they wouldn't be.
I'm going to switch courses here. We got about maybe 5 or 6 minutes left. And time really flies when you're having fun. I'm really enjoying this, and thank you for being our guest today.
No problem.
I want to talk about the National Land Realty. Now, that's a franchise, right?
No, actually, we are not a franchise.
That's why I wanted you to bring that up.
We are not a franchise. National Land Realty, we're not a franchise. We actually own our offices across the country in the states that we're in. We actually own those, and you know, we have agents and brokers that work for us, but it's actually all under the National Land Realty umbrella. There's not, you know, your business, your franchise in the United Country, with your new company, it's letting properties. So that's a little bit different. When I was with Mossy Oak, I had Mossy Oak Properties, but then I had my own name as well. I was a franchise. And National Land Realty, that's not the case. We're all under one roof. So every one of our offices is all National Land Realty, and everything runs through our systems. And we have a staff. They're located in our main office in Greenville, North Carolina. Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hope they don't hear that. They'll jump all over me for that one.
You're excused.
Greenville, South Carolina. We have an office there that takes care of most of our internal stuff, and then we have managing brokers throughout the states that manage the people on the ground and the day to day business. But everything else goes through Greenville. We have centralized marketing. We have centralized. You know, most everything that we have is pretty centralized, which, you know, we feel that it kind of gives us a little bit of advantage. I mean, there's good and bad with franchises. As you know, you're a member. I've been a member of a franchise. There were some really good things, and there were some things that I didn't really care for. And I'm sure being a franchise, there's some things that I'm not going to say you don't care for, but there's some things that you're like, I wish it wasn't like that. But, you know, each their own. But our business is the way we set it up is for purposes of that, that everything runs under one umbrella.
And you're like you said, you're one of the partners, minority partners, but a partner in that organization.
I am. I am a partner in the organization. I manage all of Arkansas. I manage part of Western Tennessee. Like I said, I'm licensed in some of the other states, and I do business there, but I'm not really managing any agents in those states. But we're all throughout the Southeast, up through the Midwest. I joined in 2016. We had a merger, couple companies there in 2016. Jason Walter, the founder of National Land Realty, our CEO, he was in Carolinas, and they had offices in Carolina and North Carolina, South Carolina. And they changed their name, you know, to National Land Realty. And Jason always says, you know, we realized our name was National Land Realty, and we were in 2 states. He said, I guess we were either dumb or we
yeah, really.
Were big quick.
Yeah. Oops.
So we figured out we had to get big. We had to get
yeah, really.
Big. They branched into Georgia and got into Alabama. And another RLI guy, Aaron Graham.
Yeah, Aaron.
In Nebraska.
Right.
Aaron had a company called Land Pros. And it was in the Midwest, Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa. And Aaron and Jason had met, and, you know, they started talking about doing a merger between the two. And I'd known Aaron a lot longer than I had known Jason. In fact, all this happened, actually, as National Land Conference and RLI National Land Conference, how this all kind of started coming together. And anyway, they have come to an agreement on making, you know, putting us all together, the merging. And Aaron asked me, he says, you know, you want to do this? You'd be like to be part of this. And I was like, yeah, you know, let's do it. So I joined shortly after that, and, you know, we've been building ever since.
I believe you're in, like, 31 states now. Is that right?
That's pretty close, for sure. You know, like I said, we're throughout the Southeast, up the East Coast, you know, through the Midwest, and up to Minnesota. We have agents up in Minnesota, and we have just signed our first deal in California the other day.
All right,
got our first property in under
there. You go,
in California. So we're officially on the West Coast.
And your full service real estate brokerage company specializing in farm, ranch, recreational, plantation, timber, equestrian, waterfront, commercial land across the country is what's on your website.
Oh, I guess we can say we're across the country. country now. We're selling land in California.
There you go.
Atlanta in South Carolina and Texas and Minnesota. I guess we can pretty much say we're coast to coast, border to border.
You're owning up to your name. Congratulations.
Thank you. But, you know, it's been a good move for me personally. It's been a good move business-wise. We've grown a lot and able to do a lot of things. Our company is very data-driven, and you know as well as everybody in this business now, data's king, and we use data a lot to work with our buyers and sellers, helping them find properties or helping them find, you know, buyers. We do, you know, a lot of our own technology in-house, and then, you know, like everybody else, we use resources for outside technology as well to fill in some places, but, you know, we're growing and continuing to grow and, you know, looking for more great brokers and agents so we can fill in different areas that we need good people.
You know, we've had a very engaging and informative conversation today, and with about a minute left, what do we want to leave the listening audience with? What was the purpose of what we were doing today?
You know, I think, Lou, the purpose is just to make everybody, you know, appreciate the land broker, appreciate what we do, and basically know that we're there to help our clients. We're there to help other, you know, in RLI, we're there to help other agents and other brokers to be better, you know, be better brokers and consultants for their clients. So I think hopefully that's what we get out of it today, is kind of explaining what the RLI, the organization, is, how it helps other brokers and agents, how it helps the, you know, the public, and hopefully they can use that moving forward and working with everyone trying to help them buy and sell property.
Well, it's been an excellent show. I wanted you to give out your commercial now, who you are, where you are, how they get in touch with you. And by the way, on my master website, www.letstalkland.net, I, under the guest section, I have all the guests that's been on the show, but I just put your email address. I don't put any other contact in your website. So, you know, in the future, if you're looking to find Jeremy, you can find him on that site. But tell them how they get in touch with you, Jeremy.
Best way to get in touch with me is by email, and that's J. Stevens, and that's the letter J, STEPHENS, at nationalland.com, and that's two L's, nationalland.com. Other ways to reach me is by phone and by text is area code 870-672-3250. Our website is www.nationalland.com. Great website. We have a tool that nobody else does called our Land Tour 360. Get on our site, check it out. You can see what I'm talking about. You get to look at land from a 360-degree view. Some of our technology I was talking about previously.
Yeah, I saw that. That's amazing.
And, you know, it's an awesome tool that we use for buyers, sellers, and we do it with a lot of our listings and work with a lot of our buyers looking at properties before we ever step foot on them. So, but, yeah, I'm located in Arkansas. Like I said, working surrounding states, but Arkansas is home, and you know, that's where everything works for me. And you know, if you need property in Arkansas or some of the surrounding states, give me a call, reach out to me by phone, text, email, and I'll either help you or I'll find you somebody that will.
And you're married, and you have 10 children, is that right?
I don't have 10 children. I've got 2 children.
Okay.
I got a 16-year-old, and I have a 14-year-old, or I soon to be 14.
You must have started early. All right. We're going to close it out here. Just stay with us, okay? Thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you like the show. If you have any guests or topics that you would like to suggest, we would appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. This show is for the public and, most importantly, for real estate agents who do not have a source of land education. All shows are broadcast on Saturday mornings from 9 to 10, and they're downloaded on my master website, www.letstalkland.net, no apostrophe, letstalkland.net, also on Podbeam and Spotify. My email is lou@mylandpro.com. My cell phone number is 336-669-1405. How do they get in touch with us at the station, Rodney?
Well, they can go to our website, Lou. Go to WKT1090.com and click on the Land Pro Show there, and they can hear you every Saturday morning. And also, they can hear the radio station here live.
So we got an app, don't we?
Yes, we do. We got a simple radio app they can download also.
So they just download the Simple Radio app and put in WKTE 1090.
Correct.
And yes. they can listen to wonderful beach music and oldies.
That's right.
24/7.
Wow. Yes, all over the world.
And we're number five years in a row.
Yes, 5 years in a row for being the beach oldies radio station on the East Coast there.
And you got a nice award recently.
Yes, yes, the 2019 Reader's Choice Award for the best announcer in the year.
Does that mean you can read your announcements? Is that what that award's for?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week.